That's his art time.
Is this the first issue you've had since those trees were...
No, I've had about 4 trees come down. And it doesn't seem to matter whether we have an arborist report or not. It just all just goes to insurance.
Was there anything in the minutes as you looked through them that is critical to today's meeting?
Mostly you all just talked about the view corridor, right? And the... they shaped it as an L instead. They could have had the view corridor,
right,
and open space.
Well, no, that's the Erickson.
They
were supposed to come back today, but they aren't coming back today.
Who?
The Erickson.
Oh, they were going to come
back.
Well,
remember, we said to them, we said to both of them, you know, review what you're doing and, you know, listen to our suggestions and you can come back at our next meeting, which would be the 16th, which was today.
Oh,
but
I really didn't.
Erickson was not on.
Because we weren't going to approve it with conditions waiting for staff to interpret.
Right. I think they might have been spoken to by the city and said, you know, you have to honor
that
these,
could be.
These guidelines.
So this is the one with Heather.
Is that
yes.
Wishful thinking?
Okay.
Or
yes.
Yeah, no, this is the stupid.
And I wrote Heather.
It's the ones that have garages underneath
the garage,
pretending
the
to be carports.
And they got a ruling back that
had to be just
a cardboard is 2 sides, and not 4 interesting sides, but just 2 sides. And so I wrote back to Heather and said, have they made any changes? And she never got back to me. So I see they're out there, so we'll see what they...
Well,
what they have to present.
I was mentioning before you came in that, you know, if you took 4 individual carports,
right,
none of them are open on 2 sides. Because there is the entrance and the stair going up to the window.
Right.
Now, if you say take the whole building, it's open on the 2 sides.
Right.
But in between there, it's considerably blocked.
Right.
So
we got to get some.
But by these times they're very literal, and other times they're more interpretive. And there's no continuity between which time are they literal versus when is. I mean, it's like the Erickson one, you know, the floor plan. You know, they're not being literal there.
Right.
You know, so it just. It's, but they did. I mean, we did get this in the past. I mean, this isn't a design, but this is now showing the closed areas is the front and the back.
Okay, we're going to get into discussion. I can see. So. I'd like to call the meeting to order and say that we have a quorum, which we do. Thank you. And Jane will be taking minutes as to prior minutes. It says for the approval of the October 20th. We approved those.
You did?
We did.
I did not. I'm sorry. I guess I should have called that. Nan does the agenda. So.
Okay. And we don't have.
Hi,
Heather.
We're back.
And we don't have the December 1st, so we'll table that for our next meeting.
Yes.
Okay. And now we have Heather.
Here I am.
Hi.
So lucky.
Where's your sentence?
We were just playing a bit with.
Yes.
With.
We wish we had
the rosebud again.
Oh, you do? Aww.
Is there any update for us?
Yeah, there is. So
I see they're outside.
Yes.
Yeah. And they have happy faces.
Is that
temporary?
We'll see. We will see. So did I emailed these to you guys, right? I hope
no,
I did.
This is what was emailed?
Yeah.
No, I never
when
got
does
it.
That count?
Okay. Let me get one more. Okay. Alan, I love your idea. I love it.
Which idea was that?
Which is to split it up amongst the 4 and be no greater than 2 when you add it all together.
But it
the
didn't
code,
apply.
It didn't.
Yeah.
I wish it did. Unfortunately, the definition is covered shelter for one or more vehicles that is open on at least 2 sides. And so, with that, our interpretation got a little stricter. So we went to legal, because when it gets to this level, then we have to get the legal weigh in.
Right.
And it was very clear that it was 2 sides. And even though we don't count an area under 5 feet against the floor area, the partial wall idea wasn't flying in the face of,
okay.
Yeah. So that was going to count as well. So what we ended up with is two sides, and the applicant decided to do parallel sides as opposed to perpendicular, and the code doesn't specify, so that's acceptable. And then to create the openness, so what they've done is the north and south wall, so facing the cemetery and facing Madrona, will be the closed faces, and the open faces will then be the east and west walls, the smaller
right.
sides. That makes sense?
And they're doing this grill
yes.
work.
One thing you said
made
no sense. I have a
yeah.
quickie.
Yeah.
If you say two sides can be open, what if it's 300 feet long and the end pieces are each 26 feet deep for being thing? How would that be equal?
If it's 300 feet long, two of the sides are 300 because it's a
rectangular. You said you only need two
right.
sides.
Right.
So it seems like it would be, you know what I'm saying, Al?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
you're saying if you add, they're doing the longer
side.
You add
40, let's say 25 and 25, you get 50.
Right.
And then the 300, you know, it's just nowhere near like 50% of the.
But it's not a 50% requirement. I agree
okay.
with you, and that's a fair comment to make. Yes.
Wait,
so
another yes. answer. Was
okay. It's getting lined
okay.
up.
So
we're clear. Two sides. We don't care which two.
Right.
But you can comment in that you think you can say what you want about it. We'll consider it. But we didn't too. But I see exactly where you're going,
okay.
Alan.
So this carport here,
yes,
on this end of this building, is not open on two sides because there's a entrance and a stair,
yes,
and a hot water heater,
yeah,
and it's open for about one and a third sides.
Okay.
The next one over,
yeah,
is open for about two thirds.
Well, that's a garage.
Sides. The next one open is open about two thirds.
I see what you're saying.
And the one on the end is open about one and a third.
I see what you're saying. Because these center, you're saying these divisionary walls.
Those are not open.
Right.
So I'm not trying to cause trouble here. I'm just saying. But if
you're saying, will you just quit thinking about it? I know you're exact.
Well,
that's a really great point.
Yeah.
No, the reason why I'm concerned about this is
right.
because I think this has got the potential of a big precedent
right.
to do something that the city doesn't want to do. The city's goal with their FAR calculations
right.
is to increase density.
Right.
These people are coming up with a sort of roundabout way to, I don't know what the best, most diplomatic way of saying it is. They're getting around the most logical way of calculating FAR per the city's goals.
Yes.
And I mean, to me, it doesn't fly if this is what is going to be applied to every project from here on out, because we're going to get an awful lot of buildings like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's the quality more than anything else. It's not even the density in a way, but it's the quality. There's no space in between these buildings that's kind of common space or anything that's usable, because the parking takes up everything in the movement. There's no, if it was underground parking, you would have that area between the buildings.
So, Alan, can I picture, if I were to draw in, you're saying, because this area, I made them count this part here.
So
is that what
FAR.
You're talking about?
Yeah.
That, so this does count towards the FAR.
Yes.
Is that the area you're talking about?
Yeah,
and are
what,
you concerned
yeah,
more
I'm,
now?
What I'm saying is that, take this carport here.
Yes.
This is open on one side.
Right.
And open on it. Looks like about a third.
Right. Since you're using literal to say two walls rather than the area of the walls.
Right.
They're treating the building, the entire lower level, as a carport.
Right.
And
Alan's looking at it as each carport is a carport.
Each individual. Got it.
But you know, if you looked at Garden Apartments, which is just up the street here.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at that carports, they've got spindly little steel legs, and a canopy runs across, and it's a carport.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it's open. all the way through.
Right.
Right.
These aren't open all the way through. These are...
Because these right in here...
Because this is a blockage, and this is a blockage, and this is a blockage.
Okay.
Because they really want to do a garage. That's what the contractor wants to do. He doesn't want to do I-beams over poles.
Right.
But the definition is kind of forcing that way, and it's a hybrid, and they're trying to get as close to the first phase, so it looks duplicative, as they can, even though the code really has changed.
And the unfortunate thing is, if they wanted to repeat what they did in the first phase, they should have permitted it at the same time.
Right.
You know, if they had every intention of building a cookie-cutter approach.
Right.
But they didn't, and they didn't know the code.
So yeah,
they weren't ready to pay it or anything. So
that being said,
okay,
is this our issue, or is Alan pointing out things that are really the city's issue, and we decide on design guidelines and so on and so forth?
That I have to agree. I mean, it's the cart follows the horse, right? I mean, how are you all supposed to speak to it, correct? So, and I hate this. I didn't want to put you all in this position. So how about we do this? Can we proceed as if this could be allowed and what your comments would be? And Alan, I really appreciate you providing that insight. I will take that into further discussions with legal and the director. And in the event that we say, yeah, That's definitely floor area. This is now going to be over density, and I'll have that conversation with the applicant where they can come back and respond to you all at a later time. Does that sound appropriate? Because this is really a legal question as to what floor area is, and I don't want you all to be in that position where you're having to say it is. But I absolutely value what you're saying, and I recognize it.
Well, all they'll do if that becomes the case, they'll just open the back end. You know, so the whole back, it would meet that definition, so it would look like it would meet
I think you're going to, if you did it by the lineal foot, I think you'd have a hard time making it work. For the middle two.
But it isn't a linear, it's
right,
two sides.
It's two
so
sides.
The city has said it's two sides. It doesn't matter if they're the short sides or the long sides.
I think our problem exists, and you're right. To set precedents for this is a problem, because once it's set, anybody can go back and say, well, you did it for Rosebud 2.
Right. Yeah.
On the other hand, as the design review board, we need stronger guidance from the city,
mm-hmm.
because it's really the city who developed the code requirement,
right,
without thinking through what effect that could have on properties that are going for permits. So I really look to them for a better explanation. I don't believe that it's our purview to set the standard. Does that make sense?
Or make legal findings.
Or make legal findings. Certainly it's not
in
our job description, so to speak.
Correct.
So what do we do with them today?
So what we do today is we review the fact that they're providing what we thought met the definition of a carport, which is the two sides.
Right.
And then what they're proposing to maintain the openness of that is they've gotten kind of clever with that, too. And I don't know how well correct. Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of being...
It's actually very nice. Yeah.
Instead of being directly underneath the footprint, if this is the upper level and this is the carport, instead of being directly underneath it, they've attached it to the exterior of the building and coming out.
Yes.
So they can not be counted towards the floor area, and that's where how the grill work is potentially going through.
And is the grill work, is that this one? Do we know what it is?
Yes.
That's correct. That is correct. And then you can see the side view here in the north elevation.
So it's sort of like a wrought iron fence.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a very nice detail.
And that's how they're staying open. Okay.
Well, it's better than anything before, right?
Oh, it is better.
And that would be okay under the code, even though the metalwork is tight.
Yes.
I mean, it's not loud. It's not completely open. That would be sufficient to meet the city definition of an open side.
preliminary, yes, we still have to get city, planning commission's input on it. You know, this is a first-time approach, but our preliminary review is yes.
So, before they come in,
yes.
Should be now, what are we saying to them, Heather?
Do you all, if this is able to go forward, do you all find this improvement an improvement to what they presented to us before of having the two walls? I mean, because you're not determining the two walls, you're just determining do you approve this design.
Right.
Because I know the concern was the south wall facing the funeral home, and
right.
I feel they, you know, they tried to resolve it by
they
having
cut,
that.
Oh, they put that back, too. They pulled their deck, their balcony deck.
Yes, and that.
I mean, this looks so much better than what
they did before.
And the balcony was not a fire. I went straight to fire, and he said no, because he said the sprinklers could be angled so that they could. I know.
Okay.
That was his response, but the architect took it to heart and
we're building
volunteered.
Those guys in the headquarters.
That's very nice. All right. So, Alan, what would we say to them today?
Oh, I think we have to say that. Dependent upon the legal definition from the city.
Yes.
This appears at this time to meet the open on two sides.
Okay.
Until there is further exploration.
Okay, that sounds great, because it leaves it open that there's room for interpretation still from the city.
You're still to play.
Yes. Wait me.
Okay,
this is really a target.
And that's all we have to sign off on today.
That's correct. That's correct. So
the only thing I think we want to say to you, and
yes.
I'm being redundant,
okay.
is we do need better clarification from the city.
This
is going to come up again.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't have to have people go back and go back again.
I do apologize.
No, it's not for you to apologize. You weren't involved in that part of the code process, but they need to rethink what they have set down as a code.
Right.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Or they need to create a better departure process, because the code didn't try to distinguish parcel sizes that you could not underground parking.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, they just came up with a definition and assumed all this area that's in between the mixed-use town center will do this in some sites and put in some camp.
You're right. There are physical limitations.
Let's bring them in.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, I like the fact they brought the balconies back. And
yes.
Well, I mean, it's much tidier. It's like the first time they actually looked at it at all, really.
Yeah.
But,
that's right.
Seems that I'm prone to having a coughing fit.
Well, you know,
there's
a new strain of pneumonia going around, so be careful.
Just checked out.
And you're supposed to get an additional shot.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
We're getting tired of you guys.
I know.
Very serious.
We're getting tired of you guys.
We got a flu shot. I don't need flu.
Yeah, you see right here.
Shot years ago. You need this new
one. How are you?
Good afternoon.
You want to sit down?
You
too.
You sit down, so I can slide my chair.
Okay, we'll sit down right now.
Do you have the sign-in sheet?
We have the sign-in sheet somewhere.
Yes. Go over here.
It's right in front. Good. Well, welcome.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm good. Good to be here. There's
thank
like
you.
No, like
you,
Santa Claus
you like the room.
Tree.
Huh? You like the room?
Hey, you're getting used to it.
Pretty
room.
Much you have to pay the rent.
Well, Stephen, what are you going to talk to us about?
I'm going to talk about Christmas.
That's
Christmas
a good
shopping.
Great. And no parking available, right?
Okay. Okay, so since our meeting, Heather and I have spent hours on the phone getting to, we're doing one issue today. It's a
one issue
situation.
Meeting. That's right.
And so to do that, as you have little ones, I made big ones, I enlarged them. I made color renderings and a floor plan of the one building where we took out the walls. on the ends. And instead of putting grating in the wall where it's empty, I moved it out. So the wall truly is open. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I thought the grating was out, and you can see by some plants and everything, it'll look nice. And it's on the side. So as you approach the building, the building to the east is kind of it's a driveway or parking area for that apartment building. Right. So they're never going to really, I mean, it's not offensive to them. And on the other side, we have, it's tight to the existing building. So yeah, that's what I did. So, you can see it, and again, I also did on not on your packet. This is the same plan you have, only blown up. And I also did the front, you know, so you can kind of see how, you know, it's kind of a rendering, but and the other side, so you could see, you know, how the building would begin to look.
Can we pass that around?
Yeah, I have a couple copies. Sure, okay. Go ahead. Oh.
Thank you.
Heather, you'll be in front.
Thank you.
Nice. Chuck, can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
the question is, I personally think the building looks fairly handsome when it's all planted out. I think we've agreed with the building department on the two open side rule as a carport. Between the units, I've put a grating between, you know, in the garage, so
right.
They're, you know, they have some security between the two, but you're going to be able to see through. Air is going to be able to flow through, etc. So, that's about all I have to say. Unless you have something to say, Heather.
Steve, you also pulled the upper decks in too.
I pulled the back decks in.
Looks great.
To 4 feet past the building, but they inset 2 foot two, so really you've got like a 6 foot plus deck. That should be a table with four chairs, a round table, four chairs. So, I think the existing goes right out to the property line, which is 5.5 feet from the building line, plus then you're back in a couple. So, but that would give more air, you know, space for what I hope were some, you know, thin trees to grow. And,
have you designed the grill?
The grill? No, I didn't get in. I really didn't get into much of a design.
What are you imagining it to be?
Pretty simple.
Have to be mostly like 90% open, or how's it work?
Yeah, 90% open. That's hard to achieve. I mean, you think of a foundation vent, right? Foundation vents are 0.62. They're like 62% open. So, yeah, I was thinking like thin members, you know.
I would suggest more about reverse boarding baths so you could almost accomplish 100%, you know. In other words, you got almost a visibility screen, but you still have the same amount of air. You know, 2 inches of flat steel with a 2-inch gap, 2 inches of flat steel with a 2-inch gap. I mean, if I was directing an ornamental iron effect, you could do it with the same air. But yet, at a glance, it would be like nobody's peeking in, basically.
Good. Jim, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Alan?
No.
Adrian?
No.
Chuck?
Well, the only comments I make is I like the idea of pulling the balcony back. I mean, that cantilever just always looked a little disturbing. And it looks like the grill work is kind of continuing a little bit of the architectural theme of the garage doors.
Yep, well, I just wrapped it around front.
I like that. I think it kind of ties it together.
Yeah.
So I think we recognize that, you know, we really had a problem in the code, you know, that you should have thought about way back when, but you didn't. That's just a joke for you. And it seems like, you know, we kind of wanted to see an enclosure, and this comes close. And I like it. I think you've done taken a very responsive approach to it.
Well, you've certainly put your time, energy, and God knows interest in getting this to shape up based on the code requirements that we have. So I think we're in consensus, are we not, to approve what we see contingent on the city? Is that what we're waiting for?
Right.
Okay.
It will still go through the process of review to ensure this meets the definition, but based on our understanding, the two sides open, two sides closed meets the carport definition.
Good. And it's good for me, you know, it's good for the building structurally, too, to have that longer wall and back. Strong with the front walls too, the garage door walls.
Excellent. Nothing more is needed. You need a sign off recommendation. I mean, we are all in agreement. So if the motion is made,
I motion that we accept the most recent design.
And a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you.
As President Eisenhower said one time, we beat this dead horse to death. Let's bring another one.
Well, it's much better than it ever was.
Much better.
Even these couple of years, it's much better than it ever was.
Thank you.
We also said plans are
very
worthless,
but planning is
essential.
Thank
you.
Yeah, that's
great.
That's a good one. I love it.
Very good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I can sign it if you want.
Thank you. This is
sufficient.
Thank you.
Kevin, thanks for helping me work that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you. Really
you're welcome.
That.
Thank you.
That
was very handy.
Good luck.
All right. Is that it?
Well, I think that's it.
The contractor is just going to blow that thing up.
I thought we still had, and that's why I wish I had the minutes under old business. Kathy was going to give us a prologue to the requirements. She sent it to all of you. You all got it. Adrian signed off on it. I did. I didn't hear from you, Alan, or Jim, or Chuck. You know what I'm referring to?
I am. I just thought it was the document that we had seen before, so I didn't even look at it.
It was a document, but she put a preface in there regarding the design review board.
Oh, okay.
Which is what we recommended.
Right? Which is what we
recommended. Well, if it worked for you.
We asked for some introductory language to the submittal requirements, and she put the language in. And both Adrian and I signed off on it. I just want to make sure you saw it or that you're signing off on it. Or you want me to table it until the next
meeting?
I
totally trust if you guys have signed off on
it. Okay. Well, thank you.
I would sign off on it.
All right.
Wow.
So we have, Jane.
It's
unanimous.
It's official.
It's Christmas.
Now it's a 2 year. Oh, Christmas.
All right. Other than that, do we have any old... We just have business with the city. And
right.
Yeah.
We have, just to give you a little heads up, so have you heard of the Roos projects? In Linwood Center.
Which one is that? Is that the other hotel?
Yes.
Where is that going to be?
It's across from Lumberman's, and it's a split zone property. It's on Point White, and it abuts with that Baker Hill Road.
Uh-huh.
So it's a deep property. It's about 5 acres, and it's split R2 and Neighborhood Service Center.
Is that the one that looks at the farm?
Kind of, yeah.
It's a big open field?
Yes, it is currently, yes. And the proposal is going to kind of look like a farm. It's going to have some interesting features. It's definitely, so that's coming to you guys next year, just to give you a heads up.
Early next year?
Early next year. Okay. They just submitted for their pre-app on Thursday. And Nan is out until the beginning
Who's the architect?
Jeff Thornburg is the architect. with Indigo.
Yeah, with Indigo.
It's a big project. I don't recall the number of rooms.
How big a project?
That's what I'm saying. It's a big project. Having said that, I don't recall the number of rooms or the scope, but I've heard a lot of rumble about it.
It's going to be a hotel style.
It's going to be an inn with other amenities.
Right. About 20, I don't know the full details either because I just took it in and I didn't get a look through of so much information, but the upper portion abutting Baker is going to be, I want to say, 7 single-family residences, and the lower portion will have inns and mixed use. And
Will it access Point White?
Yes, it will access Point White. Yeah, you can actually go all the way through the site up to Baker.
That's Baker Hill Road? Is that what it's called? The road, or whatever.
I thought it.
This is
the
road center.
This is, well, it's Point White Drive, yeah. So it goes to go around like this.
Yeah.
So this is Point White. And then does Baker go around like that then, I guess? Sorry. That's
sort
Baker.
Of.
And it's the property like that deep. So this is Lumberman's.
Oh, it's over
here. Okay. So it's across the street, and this is.
This property
is right near where the new park is going to be. Is Lumberman's the little false front?
That's a totally great place.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's a historic house on this property that they're going to retain.
Oh, Jim will be so glad. Oh, but we'll never hear the end of this.
Is this is this property abut the parking lot, or is there another property in between the two?
There's another property between the two, but it's very close.
The wetland area is in between, isn't it? The property that has.
I think the wetland is further to the west.
Yeah, the wetland is to the west. That's correct. Yeah. It's in the wetland on this site. So that's coming to you guys.
So this is the perfect example of where we need a neighborhood overview of all the pieces.
You're right.
Because we've had so many different pieces of little bits of proposals here and a little bit of proposal there coming together, you know, on the outside of Linwood Center. There was many years ago a proposal for another one of those vault kind of buildings.
Right.
On the corner.
So there is a developable site there.
Right.
And, gets back to the whole big question of parking and...
There's the big question. And it's a huge question.
Well, there's a new public park and a children's park that's going right in there, too.
What?
It's owned by the park system, huh?
Okay.
It's being developed right in that area.
Wow. Where all the wetland properties are further west?
Yeah, where the Parks and Recreation owns the property.
Which further... gets us to the point where we really need a community overview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to know what that community plan is. The park, the new building, that spot on the corner, because even when we looked at the current proposal for the 15-room hotel and the beach
the pool
and everything, mm-hmm. we were very skeptical about parking spaces.
Yeah.
Because what came out of that discussion, and rightfully so, is it's fine if you consider a 15-room hotel that's 15 rooms, therefore 15 parking spaces. But you have to start adding in that there's service-related spots. The people who run the hotel, the people that clean the hotel, the people that are servicing the pool, the people that are servicing... And there's no accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want us to get into a position where we are currently with downtown Winslow, where there's no place to park.
Because right now the hotel parking code is per room. It doesn't take into account employees.
You're right.
Right.
It doesn't.
And now with all of those things, now you start to get to where the transportation study really needs to be a community-wide. It needs to be the neighborhood center. Wide analysis rather than just those properties, because the cumulative impacts of all of them are now going to start to get really pronounced.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're right. Well, there will be a traffic impact analysis requirement. I'm almost 100% positive,
right.
And the city will do that. We'll contract out a third party.
But if the scope is only for that narrow slice, then it's not necessarily going to take into account these other issues unless the city is explicit about needing to have those other
You're
issues
right.
studied.
And that's what we're asking.
Well, the city will have to have them include any
right.
proposals.
Well, today. Right, but so far, at least like with Visconti, there wasn't the first request to look at the greater impacts
mm-hmm.
of the area with that project.
Right.
It was very narrow to the project, in which case any project in and of themselves would never reach a threshold
right.
to trigger
right.
mitigation issues.
Okay.
So we're asking for the greater good,
yes.
a plan to look at the Lynnwood Center community and you know, it's beyond a traffic study. It's just traffic patterns.
Right.
And density of road use, not parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important because the treehouse currently claims that all those, where that empty lot is that you're talking about, are their parking spots. And
right.
they have their sign up just for treehouse.
Okay.
Well,
huh?
Nobody listens to a, nobody listens to parking along Winslow that's not for ferries, but... You know, we need to get some definition.
Can I ask what would be helpful to you? Because I know if I give you a vicinity map, it's not going to show you what's proposed.
Right.
And how do we get that information to you all in the best fashion so that you have that
I think what we are doing in a proactive manner is saying to the Planning Commission, in general, they need to revisit the entire parking situation or the entire Lynnwood community.
Okay.
Before we start piecemealing, let's approve this hotel and this hotel and this property. Let's get a comprehensive look at Lynnwood.
Okay. Does the city have a map of Lynnwood that shows the boundaries of where the development would stop?
They do of the, and it would be the NFC zoning designation
okay.
would be the boundary. Mm-hmm. So that zoning overlay would probably be helpful.
So when do you think this is coming before us?
In January.
Not until mid-January.
Well, either in the first half of that meeting, I think it would be great for the city to, you know, print off an aerial Google photograph of Lynnwood Center to bring in the information about the projects that have already
okay.
been, that are already in the process.
Okay.
So we can, you know, just take this whole wall here and get all of the information on so that when we're looking at this project, we're not looking at it in the abstract.
Okay,
that's, right.
that's a great, that's a really good input.
And then where the zoning boundaries are, how,
okay.
how things change.
I think kind of all the things we listed in what we'd like to see in a project, like the locator information.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's happening next door?
Okay.
Right.
To a bigger scale.
Right. You'd almost start to, I mean, usually a current or future planning department would start to, you know, you'd have your area maps that start to have the projects identified and laid out in that map.
Yes.
Because the other key thing here is local circulation issues. You know, parking is a big one.
Sure.
Circulation of how cars are going to move through that area
right.
with pedestrians and bicyclists who are already starting to attract this
sure.
area. So having an area map that gets to that kind of detail,
okay,
it could. I mean, it could show the individual projects as they are being
overlay.
Proposed.
Yeah,
so how much more development before Baker and Lynnwood becomes a stop sign? Because the cars are flying down there right now,
yeah,
and it's just going to get worse.
Right.
Train? It's 25 miles an hour.
Sure. Yeah.
For who?
That's flying for a Bainbridge.
Yeah.
That's Wolf Speed.
Good. Thank you, Heather.
Okay, thank you for that information, and I will, or that feedback, and I'll look to provide you that information.
So is the end coming back first of the year as well?
I'm not sure if it's coming back. We just had the public meeting on that project at the pre-app phase about
yeah.
a month ago. And I think they're not set to break ground until September. If I recall, because the homeowner on the property, it's currently owned by a lady. And
right,
she
right,
has
right.
rights till I think September, so maybe they're going to submit a little later in the year.
So have they changed the building?
I don't believe so.
Have they moved? No.
I didn't know you wanted
to. I talked to them. I happened to see Charlie in an affair. And I said, wasn't it a great idea of Alan's to... He said, yeah, but I can't do it.
So.
That's what he said.
It's a great idea, but...
Well, I'm giving him three ideas.
So, Heather, can you make a point to ask the architect to coordinate with the Parks Department about how they plan on using that park, which is right there?
Thank you for that.
Because there were issues about parking for that park and kids and stuff. There's a kid aspect to it, and then going across the road because they can use the...
Is this Owens Park when you say kids? Is it
No. That's a different park.
That's a different park.
It's a different park.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I will definitely look into that.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Anything else, Heather?
No.
Hey, have a Merry Christmas.
Well, then everybody have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Good holiday.
Any further old business or new business?
So do I.
I'm worried about this new moment, but...
Well, just checking out there. Did you get it? Word. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Oh.
I make a motion to adjourn. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
The pneumonia. They gave a pneumonia shot a couple of years ago and said particularly anybody over 60 should get the shot.
Dude.